So let's read this Gemara here. Eventually, Gemara. A few lines here that Davavam Abiz. He's got the really old, crusty looking one. It's one that's been used so well. I know. Check the. You have to check on the maybe on the windowsills. You got it. Okay, so let's go by this Gemara. It's a short Gemara. It's very interesting. And if we weren't learning Ian Afshi, we would probably just, you know,
skip it.
Go right through it very quickly. But every line is, any line written in the Gemara is from Ravina Novashi, yes? Quoting the Gedolei Hador, people that we, Sadiqim that we have no hasag of. So if they said something, it means something. So therefore, it behooves us to think about what they meant. I say this again and again. It's crazy to think that you can have, you know, Agarata and the Gemara, said by the biggest Gedolim, Shubin Levi and whoever. And it's like, okay, let's move on. It's like it's almost a bizayun to them. What they were just saying, like a fluffy sheer. That's what it was. It's fluff. We could just read and go on. No, there's amkus to it. Right? Rav Dessler said they put the deepest secrets of life, Davka, into the Agarata. Rav Dessler writes that. So, you know, I'm just, as always, I point out, because not that Agarata is greater than Halacha. It's, they're both in the Gemara, so they're both somewhat equal. We always call, what do we call Agarata? Hilchis, you would call Yiras Shemayim. Doesn't mean fear, it just means how to live life, right? Inwardly. So this is the Gemara. So we learned already, Kviyas Makom, we learned about Psiagasa. There's much more to talk about, but we're going to move on. So Daf Vavam and Beis, we're like four lines up. No, we are by the big lines. The end of the first big, big line. Two dots, Amr B'zeira. So B'zeira says, Igra de Pirka Rehota. Does anybody know what any of those words mean?
Sheer.
Schar for.
Igra means schar. Pirka. Shira.
Shir.
Shir, learning. Rehota, we had this word a minute ago. We had this word, not a minute ago, but in the last Gemara.
Running.
So B'zeira says, I'm just going to read straight three words. Schar for learning or shir is running. The schar for a shir is running. Obviously, you would think the schar for a shir is to learn. Obviously. So Zayr is saying something. Let's keep reading a few lines here. Amr Abaye. Igra de Kala duchka. Igra de Kala. Kala, we'll see, Rashi talks about. No, I don't think anybody argues, is that they used to have big, before Yom Tif in different times, they have big, these big shirim. You know, the Shabbos HaGadol Drasha. So the schar for those types of, again, shiurim. The kala is duchka. What is duchka? Feeling pushed and pressed. So not the learning. Now we'll have to see. Some learn it as the main schar they'll learn. Or some say there's also a schar. He just says igra de pirka. It doesn't say, well, is the main schar, is it, you know, a part of the schar? Amarava, igra de shmaitza svara. The schar of the learning, shmaitza, is svara, is logic. Okay? Amar Papa, igra de beitamya, the schar of going to a base evel, I believe. Yeah, look at the Masoras HaShas. Top left, the dalid, all the way on top left. You see that little dalid with a little parenthesis? Base evel. So base tamya means a house of mourning, shivakol. The yeshomer base. What?
That's Oval.
The first one, base Oval.
Right.
Yeah. V'yesh Omrim, base, I don't know what that is. Atzmus Shalmeson, the place where the
dead. Cemetery.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sounds good. Atzmus Shalmeson, interesting thing that usually we have a name for it. Base Tzvaros, base Achayim. Atzmus Shalmeson, the bones of the dead people. Okay, let's see the Gemara there.
It's the morgue.
The morgue, that's what I was thinking. It's Gemara Nun Tess. Okay, I'll have to look it up today. I'll go about the but we'll see. What does he say? The Amar Papa, the schar of going to this place, we'll call it the shiva house, shtikusa, is to be quiet. It's the quiet. Amar of Zutra, igra de tanisa, says Amar Zutra, the schar of fasting, tzidkasa, is tzedakah. Amar of Sheshes, igra de hespeda, the schar of one who's giving a hesped, deluye, is the way, I think we'll have to see Rashi there, it's the way that you make people cry. Okay. Om Ravashi, Igra de Behilule, the schar of going to a chasana, mili, is words. Very, like, cryptic words. Like saying nice, funny, fancy, uplifting words. So we could just skip it. We could go by it. Okay, it's very nice, man. Obviously, they meant something here. What do they mean? So now you have to have all the, even Rishonim, and then the Achronim, give their take. So it behooves us to look. And there's many. There's a whole list. And we'll see. Today we'll start with one. So Igud de Pirka. So we're going to start with Rashi. Igud de Pirka. So it says Rashi. On the right side, in the middle of Rashi, Igur de Pirka, Iker, here's the word of Rashi, Iker, the main kibul schar habrius, the main schar, main, that's what he said, I'm just reading Rashi, the Iker schar, habrius harotzim lishmo drasha, the ones who run to hear the drasha, mipi chacham, from the chacham, he schar hamarutza, is actually for the running, that's the Iker schar, why? Listen to this Rashi, unbelievable. Shehari rubam eina mevinam lahamid girsa. Because most people don't really understand the shir. They don't really get it. So like that can't be, that's the schar. The main schar of all can't be the actual understanding because most people don't understand. Velomer shmumi pi rabban, right? Again, eina mevinam lahamid girsa velomer shmumi pi rabban. They can't learn it, they don't understand it probably, they can't say it over. Lacherzman. I'm sorry. Eina mavien lahamid girsa v'lomar shmu mipi rabban la'achazman. They can't say it over again. She kablu schar limud, that they're going to get the schar for the actual limud. Must be, says Rashi, and this is what he holds. Reb Zera saying, Reb Zera, that the ikr schar is the running, because that everybody shavu chol nefesh.
Schar licha,
but it's the ikr schar of learning. A draw up a tree. What?
As soon as there are shim shim a few weeks ago, he was asking Mari. He says rechon liba bai. She wants to see you running. To see
that on this line,
yeah,
Dafka?
Yeah, that you want. And I'm going to understand the shir, but that you want to understand shir. You want to go to the shir.
So good. Okay. So we'll see. So it's okay. Yeah. That's what that shows. This is a little bit connected to what we learned in the Sosa Sharm on Thursday, right? The running, or really go back to Rabbeinu Yonah. Amazing line. Let's go. I'll just read Rabbeinu Yonah again. That's why I think this Gemara was connected. And why do we have this Gemara right afterwards? First of all, two things. Number one is Reb Zera. Where was Reb Zera in the last Gemara? And this is Tosfos Rosh has a problem with this because this is Reb Zera. Reb Zera said, I saw them running, the Talmidim running to Shir on Shabbos. And I thought, what? It's a Chil Shabbos. Running on Shabbos? Can't do that. But then when I heard, La'olam, a person should run to hear a Dvar Halacha, even on Shabbos, I also ran. Amrab Zera, Igud de Pirka Rahata. The schar of the shir is the running. Right? This is Reb Zera. That's why I think the Gemara, the connection is. So Rabbeinu Yonah, remember, said an amazing Rabbeinu Yonah. We have to read it again because it's so good. Rabbeinu Yonah, give him a beis. I'll just read you the words. Klomar, kishenirdefa nizkel yediyah. From the Pasuk. When a person runs, he zochet yediyah. What does that mean? Why is it the running lets you merit understanding? Shekol dvarim tzrich makdamas. Everything. Shekol dvarim. Everything needs hakdamas. You need something to proceed. Preparations. V'haredifah bekan. The running here, running to shul, to running to learn. Hi hakdama. It's the hakdama of the learning. Right, so this may be what we're going to explain to Rabbi Zeir over here. That the Igur de Pirka is a rata. Shemitoch, here's the line. Shemitoch cheshko v'tavoso. Because he has a cheshek, Rechman Ali Baboy, because he has a cheshek in his heart, a desire and a taiva to learn, hu holich b'merutza. That's the motivation. That's why he's running. He doesn't stop running. He's running because of the cheshek. The umize yaval yediyah, and from that he's going to come to a high level yediyah.
It's like a matana that Hashem gives a person.
I mean, yes. But he also made himself a keli for that. Right? It's definitely a matana because what you did and what you're getting it's not really me, the kineg and me, but it really is, because the understanding is that Rachmana Liba Bai, let's say this line, Hashem wants your heart. That's really the tachlis. That's the greatest yediyah of all. The greatest yediyah, understanding of this world in mitzvahs, Torah, mitzvahs, and life in general. So Kodesh Baruch Hu wants your heart. So when a person's heart is pumping, now how do you get there? You have to get there. But if his heart is pumping and he's running to learn, running to daven, doesn't mean to be mamish running, but you understand, he's motivated, he's moving, he wants to go, that actually, in a certain way, it is the culmination of a yediyah. It was neida, nirdefa, ladasas Hashem. Remember that? Neida, nirdefa, ladasas. I mean, you have a yediyah, you have that first yediyah, and then nirdefa, and then you're running, then you're zocha to another, a high level yediyah. Because the Kodesh Baruch Rahman Aliba Bai, he wants a person motivated and a Tamach Chacham. But what can we do? Tamach Chacham, that takes time. But we can run towards it. So Kodesh Baruch says, oh, if you run, it means you have a first idea, then I'll continue to give you the ideas. I mean, you have to still have to learn. But you'll be zoche through that cheshek to be opened up, that I'll be able to slowly drop into your head what other people won't be zoche to. So the igras schar of the shir, says Rav Zeira, is the running, because that's what's going to ultimately get you to the greatest learning. The cheshek, the heart of the Jew, right? And the whole point of the learning is not just the schar. It means, what's the ikar schar of learning? The learning. Schar mitzvah. Mitzvah. The schar of the mitzvah is the mitzvah itself, if we appreciate that. Some people, schar mitzvah is an olam haba, and it's with money, all that fancy stuff. Okay, very nice. It's low level. The ikar schar of a mitzvah is, right now, is the actual sechus. You have to do the mitzvah, and the more a person does the mitzvah besimcha, the more he does with cheshek, the more geshmak it is. Simple as that. Right? So that's the Igra de Pirka Rahata. The running. The Rutzen. Okay. So fine, that was Rashi. So now we have a few minutes here. I didn't even print out the sheet, so I'll just read this to you. And we'll print out the sheets tomorrow. So the Tosafot of Rashi is bothered by Rashi. Oh yeah, Sam probably posted it. Sorry, I'm just printing it out. Even though we have paper from an anonymous sponsor, Leilei Nishmas, Luzchusa Harabim. So the Tosafot Rosh says, I'll just read it to you. If you have it, you have it. We'll end with this because we have 6:35. We have to stop. Perish Rashi. Zeh Ikar Scharim. There's the Ikar Schar. Sheish Bnei Adam She'ena Mevinim Drasha Mepi Harabim. Many don't understand the Drasha from the Rav. So that's the Rashi's pshat. V'teima Tosfos. Those are Rush. This is the Rush himself. Teima. This is a bomb guy. I don't understand. The Reb Zeira Gufei. Reb Zeira himself, I just mentioned to you. Kamar La'el the Mechal Shabasa Kirahata. Reb Zeira's Havamina above in the Gemara was running on Shabbos, even for a drasha, is actually Chil Shabbos. This is Havamina, right? And he held of that. Not just the Havamina, he held of that until he learned another, so he learned something else and it changed his opinion, right? V'hashta ka'amar dehu ikar aschar? Now Reb Zeira is going to go mikotza al kotza. He thought you're machal Shabbos for running for the shir. Running for shir is a good thing, but you're still machal Shabbos. And now he's saying that's mamish the ikar aschar?
He didn't say Shabbos.
Was it? No, in the Gemara before.
Also this say, one didn't say Shabbos.
If that was the Iker.
Correct. But he's just saying if that would have been the Iker Schar, then
he probably wouldn't have held it as Machal
Shabbos. Yeah, you would figure this out. I mean, that's the Iker Schar. That's the whole Indian of Limud. How could you stop that on Shabbos? So how could you go Mikotzal Kotza from your Machal Shabbos to just the Iker Schar? Just parenthetically, the Tozer Rosh is agreeing that it's the Iker Schar. We'll see, some don't say that it's the Iker Schar of this year. It's just the Schar. But you see. Keep the hash the kamer dehu ikar aschar the nir lefarish. What's the pshat? Sheim rotze lasas mitzvah shleima. If you want to be zoch to a mitzvah shleima, kimamora below chisaron without a chisaron, yasa kol hadiburim de besamach. You have to.
So you did with simcha.
What?
So you did with simcha.
I know what you're saying. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Shleima is the simcha. All these conditions in the Gemara that we just read. The ikar schar is when you have a mitzvah b'shlemusa, a full mitzvah. Part of a mitzvah is a cheshek, is a running. Don't think that's not part of the mitzvah. See, this could bring, if we want to get a little bit deeper, not today, but we spoke about Zerizas last week. There's a chakira by Zerizas. We're going to be a lamdanim. Zerizas, running to the mitzvah, or putting energy in. Is that a bonus to a mitzvah? When you do a mitzvah b'Zerizas? Or is that part of a mitzvah? That every mitzvah has to have a facet of zrizus. So you see from the Tosafot Rosh, it seems very clear that it's part of a mitzvah. It's not a bonus. You want to do the mitzvah of learning the shir bishleimusa, you have to run to the shir. Meaning, to be inner motivated, you have to be. The real schar, of course, if you put it on a point scale, the schar is mostly going to come from the limud. But if you want to make it a davar b'shalem musa, if you want all 100 points, you need to put all your efforts in, and you have to be running. So maybe we'll continue with that tomorrow. And that actually ties into a big sugya called matzah. Because matzah is where we learn zrizus.
Why?
Don't say about other...
Why? Tomorrow.
18 minutes.
It's a mistake.